Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 is a very important passage for defending the establishment of the Catholic Church. So this is where Jesus gives Peter the keys, right? Whatever you bind in heaven, we bound in heaven. Whatever you loose will be loosed. And so sometimes the previous verses get missed, and they're so important because the previous verses highlight the beginning of the spiritual life for the apostles. They were already called, right? We know about their calls, the call of Matthew, the call of Peter, the call of James and John. But there's a difference between being called and having a spiritual life. And so you notice that the first question that Jesus asked them is what? Who do people say that the Son of Man is? And so this is what they're expressing, their learning, what they've heard. And they've been around Jesus for a while, so what they know. And so some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, others Jeremiah, one of the prophets, right? And so they can spit out an answer. They've learned this. But he takes it to the next level. But who do you say that I am? Whoa. Now it gets personal. And so much of the faith is about moving from knowing about God to knowing him. Truly knowing, personally knowing. And here's the thing. It is really easy to have a faith where you know a lot about God, you've learned a lot about God, and you're still kind of a spectator. You're observing. So you know a lot of things, but you don't know him personally. There is not an intimate relationship. That's what we call the spiritual life. And so there's a shift that happens in the gospel today with the apostles. It goes from the comfortable setting of, yeah, I learned all these things. This is what I learned in catechism class, right? And I can repeat all of the answers and get an A plus. But whoa, what do you mean? Who do you say that I am? This is getting kind of personal. This is a little uncomfortable here. This is a little awkward. Yeah, that's what happens when the faith becomes personal and becomes and gets intimate. Pope Francis in the Magnificat, if any of those you get this devotional, there's a reflection from him on today's gospel, and he nails it. He talks about having knowledge about God. So this is stuff you learn in catechism class, right? The basics of the faith. And the kids in school, they take what's called the DRT, the Diocesan Religion Test, right? And so it's age appropriate. So every grade takes an assessment. I think it's every grade. Yes? Okay. I got to ask a principal. They take an assessment, you know, to measure whether they're crossing the threshold of where they need to be to advance to the next grade. So that's what Jesus was asking them at first, the apostles. Who do people say that I am? What have you learned about me? Okay? Here's the thing. What's happened is we've reduced the entirety of the faith to that test, to the first question, right? And it's a comfortable place because it can be very impersonal. You could be an atheist and get an A plus on the test, right? Okay, so, but does Pope Francis say, well, you don't need to worry about knowing your faith or learning about your faith. You don't need to worry about the catechism, explaining the faith. No, he says this. He says, certainly it is important to study and to know it, but it's not enough. It's not enough. So, yes, the learning, the study, the knowledge, it plays a role. It's a part of it. It's a part of the journey. But what the Lord is after, he is after our hearts. He is asking each one of us individually, personally, who do you say that I am? Have we ever asked ourselves that? Have we ever pondered that question for ourselves? Who are you to me, Lord? What would we say from the depths of our heart? And see, this is what he's inviting us to. You know, we talk about the new evangelization a lot. You know what the new evangelization is? It's the second question. It's an awakening of one's heart and mind to the second question of, you have a spiritual life. I'm calling you. I want to be close to you. That's what's happening with the new evangelization. It's awakening that sense again. The love relationship. The heart to heart. I was thinking of, you know, the rich young man, or not the rich young man, but the prodigal son. Do you remember the elder son in the Gospels? He had been around the father the whole time, you know, and he was fulfilling all of his duties. And he's so upset when his younger brother comes back and his father kills the fatted calf. This is not fair. You didn't do anything for me, right? Not even a goat. You didn't do anything. And he said, didn't you know that you've been with me all the time? Oh, didn't you know that? He completely missed it. He had reduced his relationship to God to the duties of being a son. And he missed the most important part. You think about this in a marriage. This can happen in a marriage also, that the relationship, it starts off as a very personal relationship between the man and the woman. They get married, and then they get consumed with the duties and the work of marriage. And then the marriage becomes reduced to the duties, okay? The work, and then the personal friendship and the heart-to-heart and the relationship begins to diminish and die, right? Well, because I know so much about marriage. So what we're after here, and I think we as Catholics who have been doing this for many years and lifelong Catholics, we kind of have to slap ourselves, because the tendency, if we've been in the system for a long time, is to reduce the faith to the externals. And it's a comfortable place. It's much more comfortable to be in the stadium than on the field. You can have you can have drinks, you can eat, right? You can critique everything. Yeah. But you know what? The Lord, that's not the faith. The Lord wants you to come and play in the, he wants you to be on the field. So, where are you? Where are we? Are you living in your Catholic faith at the level of the first question? Like you know some things about the faith? You're fulfilling your obligations? You're still keeping the Lord at an arm's distance? Or have you entered into the intimacy, the personal relationship with the Lord, the vulnerability? Because, my friends, that is what he is seeking. That is what he is wanting. Think about this. In just a moment, what's going to be made present is, this is my body that is for you. You. If we got that, we'd be crushed. We would fall to the ground in amazement and awe, right? If we really got this. And so to let the Holy Spirit stir us to a deeper personal faith, and then go and return to learning more about the faith. You know what Pope Francis said about the new evangelization? He said about this personal encounter with the Lord. He said he hopes that this encounter can happen every day. Because it has to be renewed. It can't be, I had a retreat 10 years ago, I was awakened, and now I'm good. That's why I hear a lot of couples, they go on, you know, dates once a week or once a month, right? Again, as I know so much about this. But why? To keep stirring the intimacy and the romance, right? And so, isn't this an awesome thing, really, that the Lord's wanting and inviting us to? He's inviting us to be all in. When we're all in, and we're stirring the hearts, our hearts and minds are being stirred into deep love and intimacy and communion with the Lord, our faith comes alive. We become hungry. And you know what? We want to go share it. So where does it begin? Does it begin with catechism class? No, it really, like learning about the faith? No, it's got to begin with what? Being awakened to the faith. Being awakened that he's calling me. And then I go and learn. And then the faith doesn't become just dry bones. It becomes something meaningful. And it becomes something I'm passionate about. And it becomes something I have to share with you. So brothers and sisters, that's our prayer today as we enter into the Holy of Holies to receive our Lord, giving himself completely to us in the Holy Eucharist.